But we thank God that the church went ahead and did it when it did. We're grateful to him. But it shows you how the Bible is right. The Bible is a source of great understanding for these difficult and challenging days. The Bible shows in the book of James that we should be saying on a daily basis, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. James chapter 4 and verse 15. If the Lord wills. The world that we live in is a world controlled by God. COVID-19 is evidence of the immense power of Almighty God. Someone may say, well, what has God got to do with that? In the book of Job, the last chapter, chapter 42 and verse 11, you'll remember all the adversity that came down upon Job. The murder of his, the loss of his children, the loss of his wealth, the sickness that came upon him. Remember that Satan was the instigator, because Satan was saying that Job was serving God only because God was blessing him. But notice what Job 42 says in verse 11. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before him came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. So though Satan was the instigator, God allowed it. It's a very important thing to remember that God is in control. I want to give my greetings to all our fathers here today, all our potential fathers, and to remind you of your important role in nurturing your male or female or both children, in nurture and admonition of the Lord, of providing leadership in society, in the church, because that's what the Word of God says. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 1 to 8, we read of an interesting encounter in the first century between Jesus Christ and a group of denominations of the Jews called the Pharisees. They had come to him with a question with respect of divorce and remarriage. In verse 3 it says, the Pharisees also came to him and said, testing him and saying, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And Jesus answered and said to them, have you not read that he made them at the beginning male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Have you not read? And that's what I want to talk about today. Because Jesus Christ was saying, you're asking me this question, But if you read Genesis 1:27, you read that in the beginning he made them male and female. If you read Genesis 2 and verse 24, you will read, for this reason man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. In other words, you can go to the Bible and get life's questions answered. So this morning I ask, have you not read? Because in this time of COVID-19, when people are worried and confused and some depressed, I ask a question. Have you not read that he says, cast his cares, pass your cares upon him, for he cares for you? Have you not read? Right? In other words, yes, 400,000 people have died. Yes, 650 plus have caught the virus in Jamaica. Yes, 300,000 tourist workers have been laid off. Yes, this is a time of great uncertainty. But the Church of Christ has remained faithful to God throughout this. Across Jamaica, the Church of Christ has kept meeting. In Patrick City, probably the only church meeting Patrick God's. Mona, the only church meeting in Mona. Sandy Bay, the only church meeting in Sandy Bay. Bull Savannah, all of them lock up, except the Church of Christ. Across the length and breadth of Jamaica, the church has continued to be the church, because we have no problem in 10 meeting or 20 or 30, but we have a problem with not meeting. We have a problem because it said don't neglect the assembling of the saints together. We have a problem with that. Why? Because have you not read that we should not neglect the assembling of the saints together? And so, it is no wonder that in Jamaica, there have been 3 deaths per million population. And in the United States, where they have shut them down, there are 3 deaths per 1,000 population. No wonder, because the Church of Christ has been meeting and praying for Jamaica. Have you not read that God is in control? Daniel chapter 2 verse 28 says, there's a God in heaven. So I don't want anyone to be disheartened at this time. God is not sleeping. It is still true. Have you not read in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, that the winds and the waves obey him? Meaning, what we call nature. Oh, it's an act of nature. It's really an act of God. God has set up, yes, a system of climate that follows a certain pattern, but that pattern is set by God himself. So if God allows COVID-19, God is still in control and has an end in mind. When Job was going through his adversity, if you read every chapter of Job, you are seeing at times he was just overcome with despair. But then in In the middle of the book, he says, I know that my Redeemer lives. Have you not read that our Redeemer lives? That Jesus Christ is now at the right hand of the Father. Therefore, he has not lost control of this situation. And therefore, he has an end in mind for COVID-19. Certain things are going to come out of this. I mean, personally, I said thanks already. Because my 96-year-old mother-in-law was baptized in the middle of COVID-19. And this is what happened. She was a member of the Church of the Open Bible in Mona. They shut down. They shut down. Boy, you know, they're using the One Cup. And boy, them get shut down by COVID-19. They can't One Cup anymore. So they shut down, they close the door. So guess what? My mother-in-law was coming to church every Sunday. And as COVID-19 developed, and we had been teaching her about baptism, she said, be baptized from age 13. I said, Mama, but the Open Bible Church won't teach baptism for the remission of sins. You know that? Then one Thursday, I was on my way to Bulsawan. I reached Palmer's Cross, near Brother Mitchell's place. And I got a call from my wife. They say, Mama decided to baptize. She said she wanted to make our calling and election sure, especially in this time of COVID-19. I say, thank God for COVID-19. So I call her up on the phone. And I say, Mama, I'm going to Bulsawan. I'm going to do my work in Bulsawan. Guess what? I coming back up here at 5 p.m. I come into your house. We're going to have a Bible study, and we're baptizing today. She said, what? I said, yes, today. She said, okay. So I got back at 5, went to her house, had our Bible study, and at 5:45, I baptized my 96-year-old mother-in-law. I said, boy, God is good. God is good. So we mustn't worry about this. All things work together for good, including COVID-19. Have you not read? In this time, we need to realize that we as human beings are not the highest forms of life on this planet. Human beings are not the highest form of life on this planet. Because the Bible says, have you not read? In him we live and move and have our being. That we are able to come this morning to worship God because of him. It was just a year ago that I took my brother to hospital. The 19th of June. He had been walking in Mona in May, 2-3 miles every morning. And on the 19th of June, he was admitted with brain with spasms and medical condition. And on the 6th of September, he was dead. Have you not read that in him we live and move and have our being? Therefore, he calls upon it, on him, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Say, thank God every day. Because you can be the fittest person going to the gym every day, 3 days a week, and out of the blue, you are diagnosed, as a friend of mine, with cancer. And you say, hold that, I fit. Give God the glory. Have you not read that your life is uncertain? That your life is but a vapor? You see, the Bible helps us to understand it, though. That's why if you're a youngster today, don't say, well, you know, I'm young, I have my whole life before me. Look, all you have before is the life that God allows you to have. So, when you are young, Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Right? You're not too young. If you understand the plan of salvation, if you understand what's in it, don't say, well, boy, I'm 10, I know, you're too early. No. If you can understand what salvation is about, be baptized. Because life is uncertain. Have you not read? Your life is but a vapor. James chapter 4 and verse 14. Have you not read? Therefore, friends, give thanks. In Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it says, neither were they thankful. There's a generation of people today who believe that everything they achieve is based upon their own efforts. And they think of their intellect and their strength and their acumen. I say, that's the reason why I'm succeeding. They don't say thanks to God. It is God who opens up doors. It is God who gave the men who are building the tabernacle the wisdom to build that wonderful tabernacle that they were instructed to build in the book of Exodus. It is God who gave those men the wisdom. It is God who gives the man the wisdom to develop the internet and all of the spin-offs that have come from it. Give thanks to God. Give thanks. Give thanks to God that there have just been 10 deaths in Jamaica. I don't want the politicians, oh, it's because of what we did and what we let me tell. Give thanks to God because there's so little we don't know. You know, my wife is a doctor and she's involved in medical practice. Notice practice. There's a lot that doctor, up to this now, they can't tell me my brother died. They can all say what causes that, but they can't tell me why he really got sick. Because there's so much unknown that God knows. So every day, give thanks. Every day, rejoice. Maintain that positive attitude to life. Philippians 4 and verse 4. Rejoice. Have you not read? Rejoice in the Lord. Always. Again, I say rejoice. Who wrote those words? Paul, the apostle. Where was Paul when he wrote these words? He was in prison under house arrest in Rome. Why was he in prison? He was awaiting trial before Caesar. And yet the man could say, rejoice. You know why? Because what comes after that, we are in the Lord. We are in the Lord. And when we are in the Lord, Philippians 1 verse 21, to live is, have you not read? To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Therefore, as Christians in these times, we are cool. You know why? Because whichever way it goes, we are a blessed people. Let's remain faithful to Almighty God. Have you not read? So when he says, rejoice in the Lord, again I say rejoice. We have every reason to rejoice. Every reason. So I look back. This year I'm going to be 70. I became a Christian when I was 17. And I look back over these years and I say, thank God. I say, thank God. I'm grateful. If I don't live to see my 70th birthday on December 11th, I say, well, why? Thank God. Because I just thank God for what he has allowed me to see, to become a Christian in my youth, and to maintain my membership in the church all these years. I thank God and I can rejoice. Have you not read? That as a young person, bear this in mind. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. That part of the journey of life is that there are times when we suffer loss. There are times when we lose our job. There are times when we're going to be fired. There are times when we're going to have loss in the family. There are times when our house may burn down. And God is still in control. It's not because somebody over you. It's not because a curse on you. It is part of the journey of life. Have you not read that Job said in Job chapter 1 verse 21, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God still runs things in COVID-19. Though 400,000 people have died, have you not read? Because the world that God has set up is a world in which adversity is part of how God prepares us for eternity. To man, let man realize there is a God in heaven. You think you run things? I can shut down the planes. You think you run things? I can shut down the cruise ships. You think you run things? I can let men wear masks all over the world. You think you run things? Oh, 50 lawyers can be laid off from Cox firm in Jamaica. Just like that. God is making man realize that he at times takes away. Therefore, prepare for the times of takeaway. In other words, don't live your life as if what you're getting now, you're always going to get it. Always put aside something for a rainy day. Even when you are a teenager and getting a little annoyance, I have a summer job, always save something. Saving is a habit, because we know there are times of adversity to come, and you must be prepared as Joseph prepared the Egyptian people in the book of Genesis. He said, put aside 20% of the grain harvest for the 7 years of famine. Have you not read that in spite of what is going on now, have you not read that God still loves the world? In spite of COVID-19, he still loves the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed it, that God in COVID-19 still wants men to repent. Let me tell you something. You see the devil? The devil wants to use COVID-19 to drive people away from church, Christianity. We must be even more active, talking to people about their souls. Use COVID-19 as a backdrop to make people realize there's a God in him. Let me tell you something, friends. I go to the bank. I ran this for several weeks. Go to the bank. Go to the supermarket. Any public place, and I join a line, and I turn around to the stranger behind me, and I say, there's a God in heaven, don't. And I'm saying, yes, yes. Everybody, yes, yes, there's a God in heaven. Because everybody realized, this is a God thing. This is a God thing. So now is not a time for Christians to... Now is a time for Christians to open their mouth and encourage people. Just like you talk about the various happenings in the news, talk to people about their souls. Because this is a time that we should be having conversions, as we see happening in Olaba. On Sunday, came out. And I saw a young man baptized into Christ at Mona, 40 years old man baptized. I said, boy, that is good. In other words, friends, God still warns people to be saved. So don't be reluctant. Don't be distracted by the events. God is still interested in the salvation of mankind. Because the end of it all, God has an end in view. End in view. The end that God has in view is that all men should be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. All men. In spite of COVID-19. So don't get distracted by the restrictions and no. We still have a work to do with the church is concerned. And this work, especially for our fathers, the work to bring up our children as Christians. There's a time when my older son left the church. He left for 2 years. And friends, I ran him down. One day I went down to the Pentecostal church. I sit at the back bench. I said, guess what? Me not letting you go, no, sorry, my boss. I fought it. Every preacher I could fight, I go talk to my son. And eventually the man came back. Found a wife at Bull Savannah. Have 2 lovely children. The older boys now are Christian. Right? In other words, as fathers, our work never ends. Even when our children are adults, we don't stop trying with our children. We don't stop giving them advice. We don't stop guiding them. We don't stop dropping in words in their ears because we are still their parents. And we still have influence upon them. So I urge you, if your child has left the church, work on them. Love them. Unconditionally. Show them your concern. Invite them to the assembly campaigns. Ask people to call them up. Let them know you're not letting them go just so. And you want them back. Right? Because God put you down here to bring them up a certain way. If they fall short, you work until them come back. Because that is your duty as a parent. So I want to encourage the saints. Have you not read that in spite of COVID-19, we must press on? Press on with the work of doing the Lord's will and the Lord's ministry on this earth? Have you not read what Philippians chapter 3, verse 15 says? Have you not read? It says, therefore, as many, it says here, verse 14, I press forward. Have you not read? I press forward to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, me not give up my Christianity. I'm not stopping working for God. I'm not stopping doing his ministry. I'm not stopping being a voice for Almighty God. I'm not stopping letting my light so shine before men that they may see my good works and glorify the Father. I'm not stopping. Because in spite of COVID-19, we still have a goal. We press forward towards a goal of the high calling of Christ, in Christ Jesus. So, my friends, I thank God for the Bible. And I thank God. He said, when COVID-19 threw on everybody, I said, thank God for the Bible. Because the Bible explains everything. He has given unto us all things that relates to life and godliness. Nothing can happen to you in this world that the Bible does have something to say about it. Have you not read? But notice, you have to read. You have to read. Because It's in a book, not because God wanted to hide it. It's because he wants you to read it. Right? And when you read it, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you read it, you can be stable in COVID-19 times. You can know how you must act in these times. If you are not a Christian, you know that God still wants you to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. If you are a Christian, he still wants you to serve him and work on his behalf. You're following all the protocols, but be still doing the Lord's work on his behalf, right? Be still, because there's a God in heaven who has not lost control of this situation. When, in closing, Daniel said, there's a God in heaven. Where was Daniel? Daniel was in Babylon. What was he doing in Babylon? He had been taken to Babylonian captivity with thousands of other Jews, right? They were enslaved in Babylon. He lost his freedom. He never returned to the promised land. And yet the man said, there's a God in heaven. That is, in spite of this adversity, there is a God in heaven, and he's still working with us to will and to do his good pleasure. Don't give up on God, because God has not given up on you. So I want to encourage you, if you need to be restored in the body of Christ, come forward as we stand and sing the song of encouragement. If you need to become a Christian, remember, there's a God in heaven. And have you not read? Mark 16:16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. As we stand and sing, number 27. God bless you.
Amen. 27.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. O ye that is life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of to every believer, the promise of the vilest offenders who truly obey, that moment may enter the heavenly way. Praise
the Lord, praise the Lord,
let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the
people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him thy has taught us great things he hath done, and greater rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Amen, amen, amen. We say a big thanks to Brother Kidu for that lesson. Amen. Quite inspiring, motivating, and I'm hoping that it is spurring us to greater things. Don't be distracted, he says, by the events. We can easily change our focus and look at what is happening. Brother Kidu emphasized and stressed that we don't be distracted by the events. God has an end in view.
Yes, sir.
God wants us to work along with him. And we are the hands and the feet. We need to take that message to a lost and dying world. We have a talking point. COVID is a talking point. But
yes,
that should help us to lead persons back to God.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Brother Kidu, for that very informative lesson. Inspiring, motivating, and well timely. As we continue in our worship, we will turn to song 157. 157. We ask Brother Pirt if he will to make the necessary comments at the Lord's table. And with him, we ask Brother Fisher, Brother Notice, and Brother Wilson to assist in the serving of the Lord's Supper. 157. We will sing stanza one, then the brothers will come. 157.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinner to reclaim. Alleluia, what a Savior. Alleluia, what a Savior.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but lost, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his death. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flowed mingled out. Did e'er such love and ceramic, our thorns compose so rich a crown, where the whole realm, nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, demands my life, demands my all. Let us ponder these thoughts as we partake. Let us pray. Merciful God in heaven, we are thankful for your love in sending Jesus Christ to the cross of Calvary for our sins. As we break the unleavened bread, dear God, remember his broken body. As we drink the fruit of the vine, remember, my God, his blood poured out for our salvation. Amen. We ask, my God, a blessing on the unleavened bread. We ask a blessing on the fruit of the vine. Help, O God, as we take, remembering your love, remembering this great sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Bearing shame and scoff in road, in my place condemned he stood. Seal my pardon with his blood. Alleluia. What a Savior. Alleluia. What a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless, spotless Lamb of God was he, full atonement can it be. Alleluia, what a Savior. Alleluia, what a Savior. Lifted up us he to die, it is finished was his crime. Now in heaven exalted I'm. Alleluia, what a Savior. Alleluia, what a Savior.